This is SISB Ahoy News. I'm Diane Roberts. A bill to prevent the U.S. government from defaulting on its debts passed the Republican-controlled House of Representatives Wednesday night. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports there's a rush to get the debt and budget package passed.
Next Monday is when the Treasury says the U.S. will run short of money and risk a dangerous default. The debt ceiling and budget cuts package sailed through the House Wednesday, and a similar bipartisan effort will be needed in the Senate.
They're trying to get that done by the end of the week. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived at a summit of some 50 European leaders in Moldova. He just finished up speaking to the European summit. He's becoming the focal point in an event that seeks to quell regional conflicts and shore up unity in the face of Russia's war. Thursday's meeting of the European political community brings together leaders from 27-member European Union plus nearby two dozen others surrounding the EU's southern and eastern border. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday China's decision to decline a meeting between U.S. and Chinese defense chiefs is unfortunate, particularly given recent provocative Chinese behavior. Washington had invited China's Minister of National Defense, Li Shangfu, to hold talks with Austin on the sidelines of a defense summit in Singapore this week. In Tokyo, on a brief trip before his arrival in Singapore, Austin said he's always open to hold talks with China.
I would welcome any opportunity to engage with leadership. I think defense departments should be talking to each other on a routine basis, or should have open channels for communication.
The U.S. military said Tuesday that a Chinese fighter pilot had performed an unnecessarily aggressive maneuver near an American surveillance aircraft. This is VOA News.